Thank you, Dave. And now, reflecting on a tricky question, here's Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, the problem with reflections.
While standing in front of the mirror in my bathroom, I can see a reflection of the TV screen from the bedroom. It is blurry when my glasses are off and much clearer when I put my glasses on. One morning I was interested in a show on TV while I was drying my hair, so I figured I could watch what was going on if I put my face very close to the mirror while I dried my hair. I tried, but no matter how close I got to the mirror, the reflected image of the TV stayed blurry. I was close enough to where I normally can see an object clearly without my glasses. Why would that be? Thank you.
So even though the TV ought to be close enough, why does the mirror keep it blurry?
Hi, my name's Brian Robertson. I'm a research associate at the Photonics and Sensors Group. We're based in the Department of Engineering at the University of Cambridge. In answer to your question, you have to focus a camera or your eyes because as the light leaves an object, it spreads out. But to get a good image, the lenses in your eye have to bend all the light from one point on the object onto one point on the retina in the back of your eye. If you are close to an object, the light is spreading out more quickly, so the light needs more bending to produce a sharp image and come into focus than if you are far away. The eye adjusts to these distances by changing the shape of the lens. Short and long-sightedness occur when the eye is less able to accommodate these changes. Light reflecting from a mirror gives the impression that the object is behind the mirror, and you get this impression because the light, having reflected from the mirror, is moving exactly as if it were coming from an object behind the mirror. This is not just true of the direction of the light is travelling, but it's also how the light is spreading out. So your eye does exactly the same job focusing on an object that appears 10 metres away in the mirror as focusing on the actual object 10 metres away. So if you're short-sighted, the object, in this case the television screen, still appears blurred regardless of how close you are to the mirror.
On the forum, RD said that it doesn't matter how close you get to the mirror when an object is a certain distance from it. If you're short-sighted, then the lens in your eye cannot adjust for the amount of spread the light has taken over that distance. He also mentioned that a convex mirror can cause the object to appear even farther away as it spreads the light even more. Again, making it blurry if you're short-sighted. Next week, nails on a blackboard.
Hi, this is Paul from Woldingham. I was just wondering what the sensation was when your blood runs cold, say from fingernails scraping down a school blackboard. The sensation seems to start in the skull and then travel down the back and into your spine. So obviously something to do with nerves. But what is happening? Thanks for a great show.
What happens to you when you get those spine-tingling shivers? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can write on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Twitter @nakedscientists, or you can check out our Facebook page.
That was Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. So if you've got an answer for Diana's consideration, then get in touch.
But that's all we have time for this week. Thanks to our production team of Tom Simpkins, Miracentha Lingam and Diana O'Carroll. And thanks to Changhui Yang, Abigail Woodfin, Richard Bulbulia, Tony Dunhill and Bruce Drinkwater. Next week, we're diving into the depths to look at underwater archaeology and engineering. So get your wetsuit on and tweet any questions to @NakedScientists. Write them on our wall at thenakedscientists.com/Facebook or email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.